Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. With the nation marking a 500,000 lives lost to COVID-19, President Joe Biden led the nation in a somber ceremony.
We'll remember each person we've lost, the lives they lived, the loved ones they left behind.
Biden also showed optimism for the future.
Let this not be a story of how far we fell, but of how far we climbed back up. We can do this. For in this year of profound loss, we've seen profound courage.
All flags on federal property have been ordered to half staff for 5 days. Now to Congress. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Mitt Romney will oppose Neera Tanden's nomination to be President Biden's budget chief. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defended Tanden.
Her qualifications, her history of working across the aisle with people from different groups who have different points of view is a reflection of how she would do that role.
To be confirmed, Tanden needs the support of at least one Republican. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin opposes her nomination, citing comments she had made on Twitter. Meanwhile, in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland shared the story of how his family found safety in the U.S. after fleeing anti-Semitism and persecution when asked about his strong desire to tackle hate and discrimination.
I feel an obligation to the country to pay back. This is the highest, best use of my own set of skills to pay back. And so I want very much to be the kind of attorney general that you're saying I could become.
Garland faces a committee vote before moving on to a full vote in the Senate. The U.S. Supreme Court dismissed cases challenging Pennsylvania's November presidential election results. Justice Clarence Thomas's 11-page dissent argued fraud is a threat and a review is needed. California Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu called the dissent ludicrous. Also on Monday, the Supreme Court cleared the way for prosecutors in New York City to obtain former President Donald Trump's tax returns. In a statement, Trump called the investigation, quote, the greatest political witch hunt in the history of our country, end quote. The House Budget Committee advanced the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. A $15 minimum wage is a key sticking point. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin argues anything lower compromises opportunities.
We can't keep giving speeches about the inequality in America and ignore the obvious. So many people get up and go to work not just for one job a day, but two jobs a day just to get by.
And House Republicans want equal representation on a proposed panel to investigate the Capitol insurrection. Former members of the 9/11 Commission said for a review to be credible, it must be independent and unbiased. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly proposed the panel have 7 Democrats and 4 Republicans. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.